Welcome back to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast. I'm Hamza, along with Dodge, for the first time next to me.
Yo.
Harry.
What's good, everybody?
Welcome back. A guest y'all heard before.
All the way across the country.
Yeah.
Just for this episode.
Manpreet.
Ring it in.
Good to be here. Yeah.
Manpreet.
A.K.A. TP.
Government name.
Yeah.
We are blurring that.
Yeah, that's already. What do you want to go by?
I'll just go by Tippy, bro.
Like Tippy? Usual.
Yeah. We'll go by Tippy. All right, yeah. Cool.
Usual and, tips.
Since your presence is here, we're going to talk about soccer.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
and the most unfortunate time for me.
very fortunate.
It's a very, very fortunate time for me. For me, for us.
Year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That is true. What you mean? The whole year.
The whole year we could have had a soccer episode, and like Hamza would have been
like on top,
above the moon. I don't even know how to talk. How
that's that why I only decided to come now.
We would have been on cloud nine every episode until this one.
Yeah, the logo's pretty
just,
small.
Just for you viewers who might not be up to date, it was the second leg of a Copa del Rey semifinal. Where Madrid versus Barca. Barca was leading 1-0 the first leg, and second leg was at Barca, and Madrid
at Camp
proceeded to score 4 goals to
demolished,
Barca 0.
Demolished them.
Yeah, let's start with
Benzema hat trick.
Let's start with that
Benzema
game.
Hat trick.
Let's start with that game.
Vinicius with a very nice shot in the first half.
Very, very nice.
Vinicius Jr., you know, everybody was talking about Araujo, how Araujo keep him in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And
he
this game,
up.
You know.
He showed up.
He showed up.
He does that.
Let's just start. So the Barcelona fan, let you go first. You were up 1-0, so like.
You deserve to go first.
They had a lot of injuries. I'll give them that. Y'all has a lot of injuries. And,
but still, that was a good team.
No, there's more to that. There's definitely more to that. Than
yeah. So let's go ahead because Xavi hasn't really done much outside of like La Liga, like in all like
that's true.
All the like, cup competitions, it's been like a little iffy. It's not all his fault. He's had injuries, but
I knew the second one was coming.
All
right. So what do you think? What do you think?
So just to negate your point right there about saying
Xavi
ain't win anything outside of La Liga.
I'm saying as a manager.
I'd like to remind the crowds that he won
Super
in some
Cup.
Arab leagues.
I'm talking about the Super
Cup,
bro.
Arab leagues.
I'm talking about as a manager.
Now Arab leagues matter, but certain Ronaldo do that, it's like just Arab leagues.
As a manager.
I was joking.
We don't got to talk about that 400 million contract.
We don't got to talk about all
that. I mean, that was tactics he learned this time there, but we'll get into this game. I don't think he's doing anything wrong, but from what I saw in that game and from the games that I've seen before that, he obviously is missing big pieces. There's a lot of stats that if you look at how Pedri has been alongside Xavi in every single one on every single important win that he got or lost, Pedri was there. 90% of Xavi's success is off Pedri.
Huge piece. So, he's a huge piece.
That's one of his biggest pieces. He lost him. Managed to win one game without him, and it was very shaky. It was all defense. Remember that. Y'all took a lot of shots. Played perfect defense.
It was very unlike Barca game, the first leg.
Fully played defense because he know he didn't have control in the midfield. But now he loses De Jong, which was also a big piece. And I'd like to issue an apology for De Jong because we were about to pressure him into selling him in the summer, and thank God he didn't leave. But then we lose him.
Only reason he didn't leave is because y'all owe him money. But it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's all good. Continue.
I'm glad. That was a big piece in that second game when we lost Pedri. Christensen has been a great defender, probably one of the best in Europe this season.
He's up there.
And he developed. He did develop more, I'd say. And he probably will get better.
He like fell off a little bit at Chelsea. But
yeah, he's good talent. He's good talent. He's a hustler.
He is. But Marcus Alonso should be sent back.
Look, that's crazy, bro.
I can't believe that.
But learn Chinese, buddy. That's all I gotta say. Learn Chinese, buddy.
Y'all had Alonso. We had Carvajal, so it was even.
He was good in that one game. He scored one goal, but he's not that defensive. He opened up the middle of the field.
All he has is he has nice left foot. Other than that, he doesn't
have
any
defensive
qualities.
He's technically sound and he's okay going forward. Like he can make smart crosses, but defending wise, like he don't have the legs. He don't have the pace.
Not against
aggression, especially not to deal with like the pace of Madrid's counter.
I'd rather play Sergio Roberto.
He's going against Benzema
in the back line.
I don't think Alonso is gonna keep up with that.
I don't think so either.
I have faith in the right side of the defending field because that was the same and didn't change.
Balde?
Yeah. No.
Araujo.
Araujo.
Yeah. Balde is on the other side. He can be a winger if he wants. He had a solid shot against Courtois.
His pace.
Courtois came up clutch in this game as well.
Yeah. The first goal they scored after the massive Courtois save.
Five saves?
Whatever saves he had, they were very crucial saves.
But that's like nine shots, vintage Madrid, how they scored the first goal. That's the old goal for that. Counter-attack.
I want to say this about Madrid and about Barcelona. The situation that Madrid was in coming into this game, they've been before so many times, especially last season. They're down and they keep solid composure, and they, even if they're down, they're still trying. Soon as that goal got scored, as soon as they gave up the first goal, and they did it off a fucking counterattack off of Lewandowski. Yeah. Some people say he got fouled.
Madrid.
They have that.
Luka Modric.
He got an assist, I think.
Dictator, bro. Mm-hmm.
Him, Luka.
Modric. Yeah.
Who's Vinny? Vinny got the second assist.
I think so. Yeah.
I've never seen a better player at that age. Yeah. Like Vinny? Playing in the midfield
at that position,
like Luka Modric. Yeah. At that this age, he seems like he's getting better with the age.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense.
I want to add one more flexibility, baby.
Yeah. One more thing to that Alonso thing. He also on that counter attack, he fouled, but not fully. He only grabbed the player. He didn't take him down for us to come back. Mm-hmm. We needed a foul there, and we needed aggression. Someone like Gavi would have probably fucking took him down.
Probably would have.
But probably. that was the right thing to do.
Things got heated between Gavi and Vinicius, right?
Yeah. Gavi trying to be a little bitch there. So
I like it because like that's how old
classical. Old classical. You need some aggression.
Ramos, it used to be Pepe. Yeah. It used to be like Puyol. It could be anybody. Dani Alves. Yeah. It was always somebody clashing. You know, like
there was a time.
The past
when,
few years has been like there's still been solid games.
It's kind of like a bland.
It wasn't that animosity. Like the whole world wasn't tuning in. Like because like it's. I think the big names left, but now like the aggression, I like it. You know, it brings the best out of both sides.
The first few El Clásicos, right after Ronaldo left, were really
so boring.
So lame.
It was so lame
because Messi wasn't trying, because he didn't see his competitor there. Like so, it's just like naturally he's not trying as much as he should be.
It was different. Yeah, the whole dynamic of the team started getting different.
And then with the Ramos leaving, and then Messi left, it was like okay, so who's the big star now? So the last few El Clasicos were like okay, but now slowly Vinicius is getting in on the nerves of Barca people, like yourself.
Like Vinny's getting on the nerves of y'all fans, and like for us, it's Gavi. You like yeah. it's not like his play. Is
I mean, Vinicius is still good, but Gavi doing that doesn't back up. You know, he doesn't have a backup to do that.
No, he does. He can perform in some games. He performed at the final in the Super Cup. I think
when the last time he performed against Madrid,
who?
Gavi.
That was in the Super Cup final.
I think he scored.
He scored.
But that was also like that was one of the worst games Madrid played all season.
Yeah,
I know.
It was a terrible. Like y'all deserved the win.
Yeah,
and all that. But like Gavi,
I feel like also like you said, he'd be doing a lot.
The thing is,
for us, we haven't had this kind of player in a long time, and I like it because most of the time, I don't feel like anybody says anything to him. He just plays physical. He doesn't want to say anything, and he doesn't like anyone picking on him. He will play physical, but he's the type of player to not say anything until something is said to him.
He'll just push the shit out of him.
He just wants
He's just an aggressor.
I think it worked out great.
Every team needs an aggressor. Like, we used to have Casemiro. Obviously, we had Ramos. Yeah, all
Casemiro
that.
Was a big miss.
If you look at it now, like, our team doesn't have an enforcer. It could be Rudiger, but Rudiger's injured. Rudiger's injured. So
I would say Benzema's more reserved.
But he doesn't have that.
You guys know what I'm saying, right?
Rudiger?
He was hurt.
But he doesn't have that persona. No, he does, bro.
In a game, if someone does something wrong to him, he's that guy who, like, yo, fight me, bro.
No one else is like that on our team.
But
the last El Clasico people were saying, like, even I noticed it when Vinicius was getting into it, that Toni Kroos, Benzema were putting their arms around him, like, okay, chill. We're winning.
I'll give you one example from the game the other day. At the end of the half, he went to Gavi and still insisted to keep on going. And Camavinga came and pulled him back earlier.
I think it's because, like, on, like, one of the plays, like, Gavi like fouled Camavinga and he didn't even have the ball.
Yeah.
And then he fouled Vinny who got the ball right after. Yeah. And then that's where like it popped off. Because like Vinny was like, okay, you could foul him, but like he didn't even have the ball. Why you fouled Camavinga? Like,
but
it's just stuff, bro. It's just like small. It's just small detail. It's not a big deal. But it's just, you know.
Speaking of that, I must just say how good Camavinga has became. Bro, like
I was about to bring it up.
Camavinga is a midfielder, and he plays left back.
Like
better than actual left back.
Let me give you guys a stat. He won 8 tackles out of 8 tackles. Yeah. And that's twice as many as anybody in the entire game. So nobody in the game won more than 4. He won 8. And 8 successful tackles.
Mm-hmm. He's not even a backup left back. He was forced into becoming a left back.
Yeah. Like he's not even close to a left back. He's just playing there, bro.
Yeah.
That's why those counterattacks.
Rafinha, he had Rafinha in his pocket all game. If Rafinha, if you hear this, time to come out.
If Mendy was playing left back there, I don't know if he would have done 8 for 8 tackles.
Yeah, no.
Like,
yeah.
I think Rafinha would have gone past
Mendy's pretty solid defensively, but Kavaminga is just a different beast.
I don't know what it is, bro. He reads the game so well. Like, it's just like the ball could be in front of him, but then he'll know the exact angle he needs to take to stick his leg out. He's so young.
Rafinha. Count your days.
Rafinha.
Bag of peanuts.
Pack your bags, buddy.
Go back to Leeds,
bro. Pack of peanuts, bro. I swear to God.
It's like one game he'll be playing like he's the best winger in the league, and then the other game he'll be like, nah, you don't even know he's on the field.
To be honest, he has good skills. He has a good left foot, but he's very wasteful. He goes nowhere. Yeah, basically, like you start from the halfway line, you go to the corner. By the corner, you come back again, pass backwards. Yeah. Like, do something with it. If you want to take somebody on, just take somebody on.
He had a chance in the second minute of the game, like a tap-in, and Kamavinga saved it. Like, right in front of Courtois, and Kamavinga got around him. Like, I don't know. I feel like if Rafinha was, like, a second more active, he might have got that tap-in. But that was in the first few minutes of the game. Could have changed everything.
Yeah, the first half of the game was pretty good.
It was
like,
very,
you guys were playing really good.
They had
really
chances. I think it was right when that counterattack happened.
That's
you
what
could,
I'm saying.
You could tell and the mood went down.
Also, Madrid never starts the game on the front foot.
Ever.
Never. Any game. You can take any game. Madrid will have so many, give so many chances.
There's a meme.
They'll give up like 10.
Liverpool.
That's a trap. That's a trap.
City.
They'll give up like 10 shots, but then they'll somehow still score the first goal, and the whole game changes.
Yeah.
Like, not my favorite thing, but like it's just one of my favorite things about Madrid is like they know how to.
They don't give up.
They know how.
It doesn't
to,
matter how you start.
Yeah, they know how to persevere.
It's not,
through, like,
it's not even recently or under Carlo Ancelotti or anybody, any manager in Madrid. It's a culture now. It's like, okay, we know we're gonna suffer for like first half, and then but everybody has the belief. Okay, it doesn't matter.
We're
even
still
if we are 3-0 down
still
at halftime,
still in the game.
They're like, okay, yeah, we got this. But as a fan, that's a
piss off.
The opposite of that. We've been the opposite of that. If somebody kills our momentum, we get killed. Even if it's a
that's
tie
what,
game,
yeah. That's
we
what,
lost everything.
Araujo? I don't know.
Ruhu.
Fucking Ruhu?
Yeah,
Ruhu? Whatever. That's how you say it?
I'm going to call him Ronald because his first name is Ronald.
Ronald,
right?
Yeah. That's
so
better.
Ronald said in his interview
Ronald
after, he was like, this happens to us. I think he said this happens to us like the second or third time now that like when a team scores a second goal, our whole team puts their head down and loses like energy and stuff like that. If you're like, I know he's not the captain, right? Uh-huh. Is he? I know, but he could be
Sergio.
A future. He could be a future
captain.
There you go. If he could be a future captain, and he's obviously like your best defender.
Yes. How old is
if
he?
Your best defender is saying
he's
that, then you know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And I saw another stat where it's like in all these games that Barca's like blown in the past few years that has been like, you should win these games, or it's like second leg games.
They give up.
It's been a combination. Like, not all of them on the field at once, but it's been somewhat on the field has been Alba, Busquets, and Roberto. One, two, or three of them are always on the field when that kind of shit
saw
happens.
That same goddamn
right? Stat. Like, those three players should have been gone.
Yeah.
That mentality, if they're still there, and maybe you could put Busquets in there too.
I still don't know why. What's the role of Roberto there?
I just think they need to move on, bro.
I don't know why Sergio Roberto is still starting the game.
Roberto. Who did I just say?
Roberto
Alba,
Sergio
and fucking Busquets or whatever. They can't keep up. They can't keep up in the midfield if they're pushing up all the way.
Yeah.
Y'all had like six players pushing into the box. Mm-hmm. Those players are not tracking back.
Yeah. I don't know.
Those players are not tracking back, bro.
I don't know if you saw that, but Rujo turned into a Messi for a second, and he pushes up a lot.
He's a good
dribble,
for his size.
He did some moves. I was like, what the fuck?
No. For his size, he's pretty technically like.
He's good on the ball.
Like randomly, like Militao, like Araujo, they both like they randomly find themselves in the front of the field and. Militao's like he kept the ball, and that's how he scored the second goal.
Yeah.
We don't realize it, but we've been watching this for the last 10 years. The modern football, like now, doesn't matter. You're good at defending. You need to be good on the ball. Like the technically, football has changed a lot. We don't realize it until we see it. Then we get surprised when a defender do that. But
that's very true.
You don't need a big center back to just boost the ball up.
Yeah. That was 20 years ago. That was the thing. Okay, all you gotta do is defending, throw your body at the ball. That's it. But now. Pep Guardiola has changed the you know tactical thing and everything. He needs defenders who can control the ball, be pass better under
they
pressure.
Especially passing.
It changes your whole team. It's like your fullbacks too. Your fullbacks have to be really good at overlapping and attacking.
Yeah, imagine asking John Terry or Ferdinand or Pepe to pass the ball from the center half to all the way to the wing.
No fucking way.
At this
bro.
Point, with those three. Some of them are getting the place and is good. I only see Busquets somewhat doing still good, but. Roberto cannot play midfield. That's just, I don't know. That, we just ran out of numbers at that point.
And if you're going to play them in midfield, you have to play defensive like you guys did in the first leg. Yeah. You know how you guys sat back? And it worked because like we couldn't break you guys down.
And didn't he start his career as a right back? Like Roberto sometimes played for Barca.
No, he's always been a right back. But it's only when... I think it was Coleman who started that shit, putting him at midfield because Coleman. he just ran out of options or whatever, and then he put him there. But I think like he cannot do that. But I don't understand also why Xavi did not just start Fati, put Gavi at the midfield. You have Kessie, Gavi, and Busquets instead. But then with Alba at this point, he's out. I think he's gonna get a salary reduction, and he's a great coach.
Let him be like a rotational guy.
No, but he's also
he can go to
the
clown league there.
And he embraces Balde very much, and Balde has been great in that position. So we don't need him anymore, unless I don't know, we run out of numbers.
Yeah.
Roberto gotta be out. Maybe a sub if we're up
Sub is fine.
Maybe starting because Kundo might get sold.
We didn't have a conversation about Koundé.
I don't know. He might get sold.
You know that first, goal. You know that first goal where he like tried to save it and it got in.
He always does that.
That's the same. He did the same thing in the World Cup.
Yep.
And
remember the World Cup?
He goes like
Messi's
this.
Messi's goal did the same thing. Tried to save it, just falls in the goal. Like,
and then
why is he always in that position?
For the second goal, I mean, it wasn't his fault. But the second goal, he took a fall. Like, he ran after Rodrigo because he made a run. But as soon as he stopped and to turn back. My guy slipped and tripped on the field. Yes. He always ends up in those positions where it becomes a meme, bro.
I don't know. He's not the problem, but I was gonna go back to.
I think we have talked enough about Barcelona. We need.
But
to
you know what the craziest thing is? We've been talking about Barcelona for like 20 minutes now.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't heard Lewandowski's name once.
Give me one second. I was about to, the last two points I want to make about Barca is. I want to talk about Xavi for a second because y'all played defensive in the first leg and it worked, and I know. He didn't want to do that because you're playing at home and your fans are going to be like, we want to see attacking football.
Yeah.
But you can't attack that much when you have those players playing. If you had the full healthy roster, you could attack. You set yourself up for failure.
We did attack.
You set yourself up for failure.
Play like garbage in the box.
You set yourself up for failure. Those players are all the way up there attacking, we have one counterattack and we're running past the whole team. Bro. I think Xavi was a little bit too... naive. Confident. I think it was a little too naive.
Yeah, or confident, with the
players that you have to play to those players' strengths, not play the same style like if you had your starters. That's why I think he does it a lot. But I don't blame him because of the injuries as much, but he is also a little naive in big games as a manager. And Lewandowski, like Dodd said. Lewandowski in a lot of big games this season has been disappearing.
He's been ghost rare.
His shot is not there, and I don't know why. I don't know why Xavi thinks Rafinha is gonna get him to the ball to him like he's Messi because he fucks up. We played only through that side.
He's a great poacher. He's a great poacher, but I don't think he has the same ability.
I've never seen Rafinha.
He doesn't have the same ability as he did to create. Like,
I've never seen Rafinha crossing the ball. He always will cut in.
He can
cross
maybe like but does not.
But yeah, but like
who's he crossing to? Like Lewandowski is getting guarded by Militao the whole game. Militao is locking Lewandowski up.
And if Rudiger playing, then Militao and Rudiger two tall people.
Yeah.
Like
it's slow for Lewandowski. Like I think is it a 1 year contract or is he under 2 year contract? I think it's probably
two.
But I think it's two, but I don't think he's the right striker for you guys.
If Messi comes along, I think that will be a great help for him.
It's good odds of Messi coming back. But
yeah, but like
I don't think Lewandowski
at this age, both Lewandowski and Messi. 35.
That's two non pressers.
35, he's fine.
Lewandowski?
No.
Messi's going to be 36.
No, he's fine, but he's not
for two, 3 more years, he's fine.
For like the kind of like aggressive play you guys have, you need someone who could press at all times. Your team is always pressing. In your best games, everybody's pressing.
Yeah, but I don't think
Lewandowski and Messi not running back.
Messi
pressing.
Can play the same role that he's playing at PSG right now, and he'll work out way better.
But he has Mbappe running
Mbappe.
In behind.
Mbappe
is, okay, he's missing the ball, but he's getting the pass from because he's the fastest player in the world.
Yeah,
but who else?
Who's gonna run behind like that, Lewandowski?
No, but who else? No, I don't think they'll play the same speed. I think they'll take it much slower.
Like,
but who else besides Mbappe on that team is a good scorer?
Nobody.
Neymar is a good scorer,
and he's out most.
Yeah, he's out most of the time.
No, I'm not blaming Messi. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm saying
you don't need any. If you have Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi,
that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying on Barcelona, he would have other better options. I think Dembele would be a better option. Pedri might be a better option.
But they have to be healthy.
We're
man.
Definitely getting one more wing.
They gotta be healthy. Gotta be healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all have no
left winger.
Dembele's finishing might be questionable.
If you had like a world class left winger, your whole team.
We're
would
selling
change.
Three wingers.
Your whole team would change if you had a left winger. Like just like if we had a right winger, your whole team would change.
I know an 89 overall
We don't need to, talk about your podcast player.
You got 92 midfield.
Yeah, about that.
We got an 81 poacher.
81, like, bro, he got skill dribbling. Got fucking okay, outside right, the box.
He dribbled five people and come back to the same spot.
Let's talk about real football here. And my last point about Lewandowski was
he's ass.
I know he's okay. He's not ass, but I know
he's a great striker.
The main headline about him, and he said himself, he's like, I want to prove for the world that I'm better than Benzema. And he came in, and he's a poacher, he's a goal scorer. Benzema's more of a creator and a goal scorer. And right now, Lewandowski is only up by 2 or 3 goals in the league.
Yeah, and Benzema started off really slow.
And Benzema hasn't played like 7 or 8 games. I think more than that.
My guy scored 2 hat-tricks in 2 games, back to back.
So if Lewandowski doesn't win the Pachichi, we're going to have some crazy conversations.
Yeah.
Because he should easily win that, because Benzema's not like a...
And Benzema's older than him, right?
It completely.
I mean, at this point, if you look at Benzema,
you look at Benzema's heat map. He's like not even in the box, bro. Yeah. Half the time.
Yeah. No, he's a creator.
You know, I was getting so pissed away with Liverpool and Madrid game, like seeing Benzema not even in the box. Like what are you doing?
Outside the box, bro, trying to like dictate. I'm like, get your ass in the box.
Like Vinny trying to dribble past what's his name? But
they were trying something new because I think Vinny was getting shut down a lot.
It was the same thing in the last Barca games. In the last Barca games before with this 4-0, like Benzema was not in the box.
Yeah.
The first leg, it was Vinny getting shut down by 3 players. Yeah. And even if he did get it past him and he was trying to cross it, there was nobody there. Yeah. So,
because Benzema likes to feel the ball on his feet, right? He likes to get involved. He kind of just sit there and like
if he was in Barca, bro, he's a striker Barca would need. He'd be links up.
That is true.
Like y'all need,
he's a center forward.
Y'all need
Lewandowski's more of a striker.
Y'all need someone like that who can link up. So that's why I don't think Lewandowski's a guy for y'all. But you know, good for us. You know, good for us.
Different pieces. Also, Benzema.
Lewandowski, stay that way, please.
Benzema doesn't. Yeah,
I think
Vinny's top 5 in Ballon d'Or voting.
Vinny should be, bro. The way he plays in the
Messi's number 1 right now.
The way he plays in the big it's insane to me. The way he plays in the big games is superstar, bro. Superstar levels.
If you look at each team, I think y'all attack mostly from the left wing and we attack mostly from the right wing.
Yeah, it's true. But that game, we finally attack from the right because Rodrigo started on the right.
Yeah.
Every game is usually Valverde on the right and he's a midfielder. Yeah. And it's Oris Asensio who's slow as shit.
Rodrigo needs to get
more and more and more minutes. He doesn't even start every game and he still has 2nd most assists in La Liga.
Yeah, that's,
and he doesn't start most games. Think about that. He's a sub with the 2nd most assists. So I don't know. I think Ancelotti is now getting it like, okay, this guy needs to be on the pitch for as long as he can.
Yeah.
Because if you look at Benzema's first goal, the first time finish, Rodrigo
made Rodrigo's run
through the line, he took away 3 defenders.
Yeah.
No one on the team is doing that. Like no one is making, like Valverde is not making that run because he's not an attacker. He's a midfielder.
Yeah.
Those runs, those off ball runs.
You need those instincts.
You need those off ball runs to take away pressure. You need those
attacking instincts. Like okay, let
me
make a run.
I think it's a.
He's a left winger.
He's a left winger playing right winger.
Yeah.
Like, in every game he's played a left wing, he's been amazing. Mm-hmm. But Vinny is there. You're not gonna beat Vinny. Vinny off right. So you have to put him on the right, and he's only gonna get better. He's still mad young.
So and he's great at like his like dribbling close control is so great.
His dribbling is underrated. But anything else you guys want to talk about?
Final message: all the following players will be sold. Ansu Fati.
Really?
Marcus Alonso.
Yeah.
I think
deadass. Yeah.
Torres is definitely.
I'm saying y'all got no other options, bro.
Torres might even go.
Bro, that's your whole attacking gone.
Rafinha for a bag of peanuts. Koundé.
I won't even buy him for
whole
that.
Team. That's
Roberto.
That's everybody you bought.
Roberto should go to the.
How about you getting a salary reduction?
Y'all don't got money to rebuild like that.
I swear to God, every year they're like, oh, they're bankrupt. Chavi, and they still somehow get money.
Chavi, after the game, went home and watched the Clasicos till dawn and called the team and requested.
Take swear.
I'm not kidding.
This is real?
This is real. He went home, reviewed every single Clasico from this year up till dawn and then called Barcelona the next day and said, I need a player from this position. I need this kind of player, attacking midfielder, an attacking defender.
So we rattled you so much now.
All those players you just named, you have them. They're just injured.
Yeah. But then we need backups as well.
Yeah. No, that's a that sign of a good team. When your backup team can also perform.
Like if you look at like Bayern's Bayern squad, they got Sané, Gnabry, Mane,
best bench.
Musiala coming off the bench. Like all these players coming off the bench, bro. Yeah.
City,
Cancelo,
City also.
Man City, Bayern Munich, and Madrid has a good bench.
Madrid has an okay bench.
Like it has a good.
There's no backup striker. There's no backup striker.
That's why people get surprised because we don't really think about like you know we had good players. But it's not like
it's the bench that helps.
Like you know, usually like crazy bench, but like it's a like good, like solid bench.
You're allowed. You're allowed 5 subs now. So if you think about it, you have to have 16.
And 3 years ago,
16 to 18 really good players. Yeah, 3 years ago, football was different.
Five subs actually made a lot of difference. Oh, yeah.
If it was still 3 subs, like a lot of games.
Coaches can do a lot more. Like technically, they can switch completely. Like
that's true.
They can put like a wing back, so they can take the you know.
You can change your whole midfield, and like still have room for changing an attacker or a defender.
That's true.
Which is you never used to have that ability. Yeah. So 5 subs definitely changes
it makes
a lot.
Sense.
But
it makes all the sense.
The last stat I'm gonna give y'all is the last time Madrid made the Copa del Rey final was 2013.
And a certain.
And I think Ancelotti was the manager back then too.
Yeah. And then
so one else gives a shit about Copa del Rey as a manager except
people say that Mark Bartra, what was his name?
Bartomeu.
No, like the defender, the Bale went past.
Oh, I don't fucking know his name.
He's terrible. That was 10 years ago.
Imagine. Crazy, bro. 10 years, 10 years, I'll be back in the final.
10 years ago, Bale just
One Bale run where he kicks the ball and runs out of bounds and runs back in.
Bale just ended his Barca career. The
crazy spin.
You know what I'm talking about?
Was it Danny?
That was our final. Cristiano wasn't playing.
It wasn't Danny Alves. It was some other bum.
What?
I know the name, but I can't remember.
Mark Bartra. Bartra, I don't know.
No.
Something. It was something like that.
Like,
whatever. It don't matter that much. But anything else you talk about? Or should we move on to Premier League / Champions League?
2 La Ligas coming home this year. 12 points.
It's all good. We'll take
We'll take Champions League and Copa del Rey.
We'll take La Liga and Super Cup.
I'd rather dominate Europe than dominate Spain. It's all good.
Dominated my house.
It's all good.
Where I live.
Let's transition over. What are you guys going to do? Premier League or Champions League?
I'll say Champions League.
Champions League? All right. Let's do Champions League.
Tottenham Spurs is out of it both. Brother.
Chelsea, top spot. All
right.
I'd rather follow a team and see them grow and come together. Because
Premier League, we're going to be spending all the time.
Cock on the ball?
Hey.
The cogs on the ball?
Hey.
This is
disrespectful.
That shit is funny.
Yo, name 2 Chelsea players right now.
Chelsea players?
Right now.
Tottenham.
All right. I said Chelsea and then Tottenham.
Chelsea, Pulisic.
And
Pulisic.
And.
Come on. Stop.
Chose only American. Chelsea?
Hey, I'm American. I'm sorry. Chelsea and.
Not Chelsea. Yeah. Pulisic and.
Pulisic and.
One player. One player. Come on.
It's all good, bro. Don't matter.
They did change a lot of players.
Is it Saka?
Saka? What's his name?
No. Okay.
I'll give him this. They did buy a lot of players and traded a lot.
Terrible. I should know. Chelsea? I don't fucking know.
How about okay. Name 2 Tottenham players.
I'll just give him that.
Son and Kane.
Other than that.
Fuck you guys. You guys changing the goddamn criteria. What the fuck y'all?
You said before, but it's okay. Let's fuck Spurs. We want to talk about that shitty ass club. We're talking about teams who can actually win trophies. All
right. You're right. Not Barcelona.
These are the
probably.
No,
they have La Liga in the back already.
Come on, bro. It's a little depressed. It's a little depressed.
This shit hurt.
Look at the back of your cologne.
So
no trophies.
The best matchups. The best matchups in my eyes are obviously Man City Bayern.
Yeah, that'd be a cracking game.
Chelsea Madrid is like a good matchup because you know anything can happen in Champions League.
And Big Frank
Chelsea,
is back.
Chelsea
bro.
Also fired their manager, so we don't know.
Kante.
They could be playing completely different. So I'm actually a little nervous for that game. I just want to see how Chelsea plays. Yeah. And I think Milan and Napoli is the other.
Oh yeah,
that'd be
a good game too. Napoli's really good this season.
Napoli just lost 4-0
to Milan
in the league, and they're about to face off in the Champions League. So that's gonna be interesting.
Because they were missing their striker.
Osimhen.
Osimhen, yeah, he's
Osimhen. He has like a chant for his name. It's so crazy. It's mad funny.
So let's start with the Bayern City.
Yeah, Bayern City. I think this could be the best 2 games of soccer we see all year.
Yeah.
Like, technically wise, attacking wise,
the amount of talent that two teams have.
Two world-class coaches.
Yeah.
And two world-class coaches who met up in the Champions League final a few years ago.
And then Tuchel beat Pep in the final.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Like, he always got the better of him, like, in the finals. Because Pep sometimes does he gets overconfident, just like Xavi.
He overthinks.
He thinks, like, okay, if I plan this, nobody going to be able to crack that.
Yeah, he'd be pulling, like, random, like, Zinchenko midfield or, like,
yeah,
Foden right back or some crazy shit. I don't know what he's going to do.
Let me surprise them.
Let me
put Haaland in the goalkeeper.
Hey, all right. Let's talk about Man City Bayern.
All right, let's go with Hamza first.
Let's get into a little bit.
From the beginning of this goddamn podcast, Pep, win a fucking Champions League. Every goddamn year I come here,
every single year.
Man,
bro.
City, bro. Every fucking year.
Billion-dollar squad, bro.
You just railed Liverpool for the love of God.
Do something. If he loses this against Bayern, he's going to go into market and buy 40 fullbacks.
Yeah.
Before that, it was like, this is Pep's last year.
We cannot replace him.
We can't replace him.
Yes, we can.
Every year we're predicted he's going to go somewhere. He just calls Daddy Shake and, you know.
All right, Hamza, so who do you think is going to win this tie and why?
We need to have a real conversation.
Haaland.
You think so?
You think so? That's the
I think Haaland is the biggest game changer for Man City ever. As much as the British want to suck off fucking Grealish and Foden and all that, Haaland is the biggest difference maker in that team, and I think he can lead them to the final.
That's true, but Grealish is a big part of them.
Yeah.
Because that is for this Liverpool game,
Gucci boy.
That Liverpool game, I think Grealish was involved in like almost every single
goal.
Yeah.
Yes. He's coming off age right now. The first season, he's
a $100 million man. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a thing for like a player who comes into Pep system, it takes him 1 year to adapt.
Yeah.
You look at their first year, it's pretty terrible stat-wise. And then the second year, they go way up. The only person who like didn't do that is Haaland because he's a poacher and he's the best poacher in the world. So that
Pep
Haaland run, Haaland score.
Yeah.
Pep is actually lenient with Haaland.
Haaland is a generational
Usually he wants his strikers to be part of like what the midfielder is doing. But he's letting him do like game, oh, you do.
That game against Liverpool, it was Alvarez playing striker and he was way more fluid, like more linking up. But yeah. I mean that's besides the point. But Grealish now is picking up in form. That's a little scary for Bayern because you don't really think about City and think about their left wing is crazy. Like now Grealish is in form and he's the Grealish we saw at Aston Villa
say too much about Kevin De Bruyne.
And Gundogan,
balling.
Yeah, and then their defense is pretty solid too.
You know everything about those players. Yeah. The only shaky player on the team, I don't fuck with, is Akanji.
Akanji, yeah. Because
the goal that Liverpool scored was Akanji's fault. It was offsides. Like it was an offside trap, and he was the only one who was late, and that was the reason they scored that goal.
Ake is nice.
He's more of a technical defender. He's not really like a.
Yeah. He's playing right
super
back.
Super. Yeah. I mean, he was playing for Dortmund. So I mean, like. No one really wanted to take a gamble. No one wanted to take a gamble on him except Pep.
I think it was the last game or the game before that. Pep was playing John Stones as right back and have Kyle Walker on the bench.
I think John Stones was playing midfield at some point.
Midfield. Yeah,
no, he was playing midfield, bro. Yeah.
I was like,
what
I see
the fuck in the game, is going on?
Against Liverpool, I'm looking at it right now. John Stones and Rodri fucking playing.
Rodri is actually good.
Rodri is solid.
Solid. He's like a Busquets, you know? Sergio Busquets.
He's actually mad good.
3-2-4-1.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's
doing. But,
what?
3-2-4-1.
3-2-4-1.
What is this? That's like a fucking new door lock.
I know we're talking a lot about City and like all their good players. We didn't even talk about Foden, you know, Silva and all these guys.
Yeah. Like Bayern.
Kyle Walker, you know, all these guys, we don't even talk about them. But Bayern, that's how good they are, bro. Phil Foden's one of the best young talents and he doesn't even start. Think about that. That's how good he is. He's coming off injury. But
even Pep said he's better, but he's more skilled than Messi.
That was the craziest statement I ever
seen. He said.
He said that when he was like 18, 19.
Like he said, I never seen.
This was like 3 years ago and Pep was like, for a player at his age, like he's the best player I've ever coached that talent.
Out of pocket.
He said that he's like more than Messi. And everybody was like, oh, that's insane.
That's crazy. Mm.
But when Foden does play like, good, like in honest, form, he's really, really
he's nasty.
Like,
he's
dangerous. But let's talk about Bayern a little bit because they
deserve to be talked about.
I don't want to say dismantled PSG, but they outclassed PSG.
They were like, very comfortable.
In every facet of the game, defense, midfield, offense, manager, they beat the shit out of PSG. Like, it didn't show on the scoreboard as much. Like, it could have been a lot more goals.
Yeah.
But Bayern...
Like, technically, they were really good.
I don't look at Bayern's team and see a real weakness.
No.
Like, you can, but you rarely ever say that about a team. Like, for City, you can say the same. Like, they don't really have a weakness. But if you would do something, you would strengthen that defense a little
bit. Defense, yeah. But, like, yeah.
Bayern, I don't know. I wouldn't say there's a real weakness in the team, bro.
I don't see it.
You know, when you look at a team, I always look at a team first. I always first look at defense. Mm-hmm. If your defense is solid, it doesn't matter. Your midfield could be, like, mid terrible. Or, like, you know, like, anything.
They have great defense.
Your defense needs to be solid. Yeah, yep, your defense wins you a championship. Attack will win you games, but like defense will win you championships.
For sure.
So Bayern defense is definitely better than the City defense.
Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still, their weakest side is their defense. For Bayern?
City.
City's weakest part of the team, and it's still not weak, but like...
But it's not weak. I would say weak, but compared to their offense. The
only thing you would upgrade on City is maybe their defenders. But on Bayern, if you look at it... Upamecano, De Ligt, they got Cancelo now. Left back is...
I think Byron would...
Fucking, what's his name? Fucking... Who's Byron's left back?
Byron's left back?
Davies. Anthony Davies.
Bro. Davies. Like, Davies. That's what I'm saying, Davies. Bro. Like, their teams, their back line is crazy. Yeah. Their back line is crazy.
Like,
Musiala and midfield.
It sounds
dictating.
So funny, me saying City's defense is weak, like, but they've
compared to Bayern,
yeah. like, saying that is, like, kind of embarrassing or, like, you know, kind of insulting to City, but... Comparing to, but like if you see it, because their defense doesn't get tested as much as other teams' defense, because they that's never lose the ball. They're always in possession. Midfielders in possessions.
And when they don't have the ball, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, when they always get a counterattack, and then you know counterattacks, anything can happen.
That's true. And that game that they lost the other day with Bayern, I think they played without Davies.
Davies, yeah,
that's probably he's a huge factor, bro. Because they can just have three at the back, then he's.
And
just roaming.
Kimmich is the key.
Is Neuer injured?
Who?
Yeah, he's out.
Nor is injured.
I think he's out for the whole year. He broke both his legs skiing, right?
Bro, yeah. That's what he was, did, right? Yeah.
He did? So crazy. Word of God.
Like, this happened months ago. You guys know that?
Yeah.
I did
few
not.
Months
that's,
ago.
Bro, that's why they bought Sumner.
Sumner, yeah.
Sumner. From a fucking...
I thought he was...
How much of a penalty do you think that is? That's got to be breaking some like
bro, I mean,
contract clause.
Neuer can do whatever he wants, bro. He's one of the best, if not the best goalie ever.
I was gonna say.
Okay, so he can do whatever.
I didn't know
he
was that bad.
He's the only goalkeeper. I think he's the only goalkeeper who got top three for the Ballon d'Or or FIFA best player with Messi, Ronaldo, and
dead ass. It was during international break. It was during international break, like a few breaks ago. And it just came out randomly one day. Like, Neuer out for season with broken legs during ski accident.
Yeah.
And then,
actually, I think I remember.
And then right
that,
after that, they bought Sommer because Sommer's a really good goalie in Bundesliga.
I'm gonna check right now.
Yeah, whenever Bayern played against Sommer, he would wild out against him. So they were like, all right, we're taking him.
I thought it was just a normal injury because I remember hearing something about that. But I was gonna say, Bayern, like with their defensive line and their defensive player, and then you add Neuer to that, it's hard to score.
Very hard to score, bro.
It's very hard to score.
If you're goalie,
unless you're Haaland.
Yeah.
Haaland is the only key.
I was going to say City have Haaland, who has a lot of experience playing as Bayern. And now that Tuchel is a coach, though, so it's not the same Bayern that Haaland was playing against. Like,
that's why...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Friedberg.
But Haaland does know all those players, so he could give Pep some inside tactics. Like, yo, this guy's tendency is to do this, his tendency is to do that. Let me go do this and help. You know, you know, he can give him tips. So I think it's going to be a close-ass... two games. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's going to get separated by more than two goals.
Yeah.
But it's also Man City. The reason I say that is because they could play garbage and just not win.
Yeah. I mean, bro, I think it's completely open. Like, there's no favorite for his leg. But
yeah. But
if I were to pick one, I would pick Bayern to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless they play like they played
the way they're playing, and now they have Tuchel. Tuchel, like his league games are whatever, but he's a cup manager. He's a cup manager.
He's more like he's shrewd. Like he's like Mourinho. He goes for the even if
it's not most the beautiful playing, he'll get the win.
He doesn't like to please people just for the sake of it. He just I need results. I need to win the game. I need to win the trophy.
I want the trophy. Yeah. I want the trophy.
Like I don't care. Like
that's what you want, manager.
Yeah,
that's true.
Plus, I mean, it's so not like
I don't know why Chelsea sacked him.
I don't think he doesn't play bad either. Like he's a little defensive, but like
it's not like terrorist defensive. Yeah. Like, if he needs to play defense, he'll play defense. But
I mean,
if he needs to attack, he'll attack.
He was the manager who made PSG go to the finals.
True.
Yep.
But Chelsea going through our identity crisis ever since the whole Ukraine war happened and they lost their actual owner.
Before we move over to Chelsea Madrid, this is. The first leg is going to be on Tuesday, so in a few days for us, and then we'll have another episode for you guys after. So Man City Bayern is on Tuesday. Who are y'all picking for that first leg? I think they're playing
Man City home.
Man City home. So who are you guys picking first game? Or score. Just predict score first game.
I think does Mane come back by that game?
Yeah, Mane's back.
Well,
he's still getting into form. He's not firing.
They needed a scorer the other day, and I think if they get Mane back, they definitely will.
Apparently he's not like fitting in as well as he should be. Mm. But I mean, that was a different coach. He was injured for like 2-3 months. That's, so yeah. I don't blame him.
But now it's a different coach.
It makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference. If he puts a better use to him,
that's true.
I still see, and I hope for like the fourth time, Pep, please. Please.
Do something, bro.
Just win.
You're playing at home. You're
getting so much money from my people.
My people.
Oil money, bro. Like, come on. How many barrels is that for Haaland?
Bro. I don't even know. Holland, the whole team, bro.
I believe in Holland. I think it'll be 3-2. So,
3-2 first leg?
Yeah.
For who?
For City?
Yeah.
For City, okay. Yeah. I believe that.
If it was that open of a game as possible,
It's definitely gonna be goals in the first leg, especially at home for City.
I don't think it's gonna be that many. I think Tuchel's gonna be a little defensive.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, it's definitely gonna be goals.
Either 3-2 or 2-1.
I think I would go Bayern 2-1 first leg.
See that too.
I don't know. I just see 2-1 happening.
I just have a feeling City's gonna score more than one. Like
I think. Yeah.
I hope it's a 3-2 because that'd be fun ass game. I'm not trying to see 0-0 1-1.
My prediction is gonna be City gonna win at home. It's gonna be either 2-1 or 3-1.
Okay.
So both y'all picked City so far to win the first leg.
Yeah.
I picked 2-1. I think Bayern. I just think Bayern's going to come there and just boss shit. I think they're going to come there and like they're just like start wiling on them and then they'll be shook. Like I think City will dead ass be like
if nobody scored until the halftime, right? Then I can see it going like 1-1 or maybe 2-2.
Mm-hmm. First time it's crucial.
But if City score the first goal, they're going to be unleashed.
It's going to be tough. Yeah.
It's going to be tough. But saying that, Bayern always surprise you with these kind of things. Like you always say, like because
you
Bayern goes under the radar. Right?
You never know what Bayern's gonna do.
You never know. But I mean, I think 2-1 City might be like a good bet, but could be 2-2. You know, City and Bayern Munich.
Anything's possible.
Yeah,
we don't know how the games are. The second leg will be easier to predict after we see how these teams play each other because we haven't seen these teams.
Plus Bayern pretty good at home. Like you know, only team to beat Bayern was Liverpool and Madrid 2014. They beat the shit out of them.
They're really good.
Yeah. At home, they're like so good.
Dodge?
I'm going to say 2-2.
2-2 first leg?
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun game.
Yeah.
I could see them scoring, but I don't think.
The first leg,
you have enough time to like look at them for the second game.
Yeah. And then this time,
That's why I don't think it's going to be too high scoring because I think they want to feel each other out first leg. So that's why I say maybe 2-1.
And then also keep in mind this time there's no home and away goal rules, so it doesn't matter. You can play for draws.
I low key like that.
Yeah, it's better. It doesn't make any sense.
It used to be like mad dramatic, like oh this team scored like this goal in the second leg and it's an away goal, so now they're through. But it's like they weren't really the better team. Yeah. So now it's just like who's gonna score the most goals?
Goal is a goal, bro.
I kind of like it more.
We had that rule when Ronaldo scored then, brace against Lyon.
Imagine if they have that.
That's what I'm saying. Like all those games from back then, now you're just like, damn, they would have won that one. It's kind of weird that they changed it, but I like it more.
Imagine if that was like the thing in the NBA is like if the game
away points.
Yeah, it's like away points. But if it ends in a tie, you don't go to OT. You lost.
That would be crazy, bro. If that happened in the NFL, like away touchdown.
Away got away touchdown, bro.
Nah. That's what I'm saying. Like it should have been changed a long time ago. All they said just kept it. But whatever, it is what it is. So
bro, it's like
we all predicted that one. Let's just quickly go over this Madrid Chelsea one because we all know about. Both teams, you know.
Madrid.
Chelsea's been pretty.
Madrid. Eyes closed.
No. I don't know, bro. Now it's a different manager.
But still go
Lampard has more experience with this team.
Still going Madrid.
Oh my God. I think Madrid is playing at home first leg.
He has experience, but he doesn't have more experience than Ancelotti or Madrid. You know?
I know that, but I'm saying it's a little unpredictable now because they're not this. You can't just watch the film from the whole season now and be like, this is what they're gonna do because it's a different.
Oh, we're playing home first.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tricky.
That's what I'm saying. Usually we have second leg at home. So you know that's what we have the Bernabeu behind us for the comebacks at home. But now it's not like that. So this is a crucial ass game for Madrid. They have to at least score two or three goals at least to put pressure on them. Because If Chelsea opens up after that, then we can definitely take advantage of defense. Okay. If they're sitting back the whole game, we are not good at doing it. We're not doing. That's how Barca beat us. If you sit back against us, we're not good at breaking down low blocks. Mm-hmm. So, I hope to God Chelsea don't play that terrorist defense in the sit back.
And against,
I think it's gonna be still a low scoring game though, because we're not. I don't know. I just have a very nervous feeling about this game. I think it's gonna be like 2-0. Like that's if we play like a really good game, I still think we'll only win 2-0. I don't know why. I just have that feeling.
I mean, Chelsea outplayed Liverpool, and they had good control of the game, good controlling so far.
Liverpool have a good attack, and Chelsea held them to zero goals. Yeah.
They can control
Chelsea can attack and just can't finish.
Yeah,
that's true.
They need a lethal striker.
They can't finish at all.
I feel like recently with what's his name?
Howard.
Modric. Yeah,
what you told me the other day was crazy. Like he started off as like a YouTuber.
Yeah, he was.
Like he was just, like apparently right. He was like
I won't say YouTuber, but he was a freestyler. Like he used to be putting videos up, just like you know.
Modric.
Oh, I was like,
it's like the same.
Yeah, they had YouTube back then.
Chelsea he was always a pro footballer, but like he always put his like side like freestyle videos. Yeah,
like Hassan Whiteside of the
I don't know.
He's a young kid. He's like 19, 20,
still,
something like that.
He has potential.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even get that many minutes. He comes on with like 20 minutes left in the game.
They have enough attackers. They just need.
They're all creators. None of them are finishers. That's the crazy part.
They can't pass.
So what's your prediction?
I went 2-0 Madrid.
You did 2-0 Madrid.
Madrid. Yeah, I'm saying Madrid. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter the score.
1-1.
I can see 1-1. I ain't gonna lie. I can see 1-1. I can see us scoring one goal and just sitting back, and then they randomly get one goal at the end, and it's just like, bro, what the fuck are y'all doing, bro? Like, I could easily see that happening.
We'll sit back and wait for a counterattack.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm gonna say 2-1 Madrid.
2-1
Because they're gonna score. Maybe
I hope right. The form they're in right now. They scored 10 goals in the past two games. So
this is
the game that we should be. Yeah,
let's just quickly predict the rest of the games.
It's gonna happen this week. All right, Napoli, Milan. We'll talk about that after the first leg because we don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that league game didn't count as much because Osimhen was out.
For that, I'll go with Napoli 2-0.
I'm gonna go Napoli 1-0.
I'll go with Inter Milan.
It's AC Milan.
AC Milan.
Oh, what the
You're looking at the Inter.
What did you say?
Oh, my God.
I said 1-0 Napoli because I think they're playing.
You call yourself a football fan?
I think they're playing at Milan, right?
No,
they're
playing at Napoli.
Milan's Milan.
Oh, first leg is at Milan.
First leg is at Milan, so I'm going to go Napoli 1-0. Shouldn't be too much.
Yeah, not Napoli.
Okay, now that's something.
We saw an AC Milan play today against like Empoli or some bullshit, and they were ass. I think it was 0-0, right?
You said,
but
what did you say?
They beat them 4-0.
No Osimhen. Napoli's starting striker wasn't playing.
I know, but 4-0 is a lot.
I know, I agree, but their striker does a lot for them.
They did have
like,
20 shots.
When they're kind of stuck in the midfield or just stuck on the sides of the field, they just like boot it up to Osimhen and like go run after the ball. That's what he can do. He can break the lines. I don't think they have anybody else like that as a striker. We all know about Cavaradonna. You know what I'm talking about.
Who's next?
I think.
Oh, you still have
2-2. I'm gonna say 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah, draw.
Now I'm like kind of.
I don't think it's gonna be a draw. I don't think it's
like because I said 2-0, but now like I know they're playing at home, like Milan playing at home.
Yeah. You said I don't think it's gonna be that open of a game. I think it's gonna be pretty defensive.
Draw 2-2. Yeah. Is 2-1 or 2-0 and still Napoli?
I said 1-0, right, Dodge?
Yeah.
And you said
1-1.
All right.
1-1.
Trying to
stay safe. Yeah, bro. There's one more. Betting taught me something.
One more game. I know we don't have time. Benfica Inter. It's actually a pretty good game.
Not a lot of people are going to be watching that, but still, I mean, you have to go with Inter.
Really?
Yeah. But they're pretty ass this season. But Benfica playing pretty good, though.
I saw Benfica score 3 or 4 goals on PSG. I saw Benfica tear apart PSG, bro.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
But also when it comes to this latest stages of the competition, Inter Milan definitely is.
Pressure's on, but if you look at Benfica's roster, you're like, yo, they actually have some solid ass players.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Benfica 1-0 first leg.
According to Google, it's 43% Benfica.
Bro, they're very underrated, bro.
Yeah. But they're playing at home first leg, no?
They're playing at Benfica.
Yeah, so yeah.
I think 1-0 Benfica because Inter's a good team. Yeah. Obviously, quality and all that, but they've been on fire this season.
I won't lie. I haven't seen much of Benfica and Inter this season. But I'm just based
and
on
the... And the games that I have seen them, bro, yeah. Benfica are very, very fluid.
But, like, I would definitely go with... If at home, like you're saying, they're playing and they beat the shit out of PSG, then... bro, at home, I'll edge them out.
And PSG was trying that game, too. It wasn't like PSG wasn't trying. I saw Benfica dismantle them. I was like, okay. I was
Inter probably going to play a low block.
I remember that. I was like, back then, I was like, these guys might make a run. Just like Napoli, we saw Napoli take apart Liverpool. I was like, these guys might make a run. And here they are. So
what about Hamza now?
2-0 Inter.
2-0 Inter? Oh, wait.
Inter?
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's
a bold. Possible. It's definitely possible. Yeah. Like your boy, Lautaro, if he doesn't do that shank he had on Argentina, if he doesn't do that, he's going to be fine.
What about you, Taj?
Actually, Lukaku is on form right now.
Yes, same.
Lukaku's on
next
form
Copa
right now.
Next Copa.
Lukaku's on form.
He's in form. Plus he's also angry, bro.
Yeah,
he's angry as hell.
What was the celebration?
Fuck racism.
I saw that in celebration. You know, he got a yellow card for doing this celebration, like some shit like this. Because they were giving racism.
Lewandowski got a suspension for doing this.
Yeah.
Well, that is.
Hey, he deserves it. He deserves it.
What?
Anything Lewandowski gets, he deserves it.
Wipe his nose.
No, he did it. He did it to the ref, like at the ref.
That's right.
No, what do you mean? All right, you can't taunt ref.
That's a card.
Luca did this for the refs. He got like a 50k fine, bro. You can't.
It's NBA. NBA.
You can do anything you want. You can't direct at the ref.
Apparently, it's a red card if you tell the ref to give a card. Vinny the other day did this.
Bro, every player does that.
Apparently, it's in the rules though.
But I'm saying, watch a game. Anytime a player gets fouled more than two times, they're always like, you're gonna give him a card. Or
Apparently, nobody follows that.
If a manager does it, they usually give him a card. Yeah. If the manager does like this, they usually get a manager because the manager is supposed to know that.
Yeah.
The players are always like, you know, they're emotional.
A lot of emotion. Yeah.
No shame.
So it's all our predictions, right?
2-1 Benfica.
2-1 Benfica.
Finally.
Wow. Yeah. It's 1-1, right?
Yeah.
I said 2-2, 2-1, 1-1.
All draws.
So we will come back next time and check the predictions.
After first leg, come check in with us, baby.
For sure.
And speaking of that, I think my time is done now here.
Your time is up. My time is now.
You can't see me.
It's funny as hell.
So I'll hand over to Hamza.
We'll be... Before Hamza leads us out, we'll be back next week. Some EPL as well. So if you're a Premier League fan, we got you. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming soon.
The most entertaining league in the world.
Thank you.
It's true. And then we have...
I'll give them that. Most entertaining for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we'll be back here for the second leg. And hopefully you'll be back with us to be. Thank you for joining us today. And hopefully you join us next time.
Always. Nice to be here. Yeah.
Thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, you can find us on all social media platforms to stay up to date with all things sports at CheckTheStat5. And you can check out full episodes on Spotify or any other streaming platforms, wherever he's pointing.
Hit the subscribe button right here.
Yes, sir.
Subscribe button right here.
Right there.
Hit that shit.
If you don't hit it, your teams will lose everything.
You can dislike everything. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Call me out in the comments for being a casual. It's fine. Just subscribe, bro.
Subscribe, bro. Please.
I can take it, bro.
Nah. Hamza, along with Taji.
Your...
Harry and Tippy.
Halal Madrid.
Check his stats.
Halal.
Halal Madrid.
Tottenham. Win something.
We definitely believe in that shit.